This is Vinoli and Frida, and we have a special guest with us today, Anita of Auroville Flood Relief.
We think that flood has not affected our place, the Vilupuram district, but there are different issues. It has not affected like places in Chennai and Cuddalore and Kanchipuram, but there are villages which have been submerged in water. I mean, the houses were submerged till knee deep, you know, water. And so you see a different kind of a problem arising. There is no drainage system and the water has got stagnated everywhere. Out of that, there's a danger of an epidemic to, you know, start, because the mosquitoes are breeding in that stagnant water. It's basically, you can say, there are stinking villages. The villages which we went to, I mean, you could see it, they're large villages of around 250 families or 350 families or something like that. And the entire, it's a mixed garbage, it's a mixed waste. So what has happened, you have human waste, you have garbage from all the houses, then you have the animal waste, and you have the water. So it has all got mixed up and there's a stink which you can feel, you can smell. We were there for 2.5 hours in the villages that day, and all you could smell was stink. And people are living in that stink. So that's the most dangerous situation right now, we assessed. So as different groups, I mean different people are putting in different efforts for the flood relief in our bioregion itself. So what we have decided are that a lot of relief material has come, you know, food and cloth and blanket, a lot of material is coming. But there are a lot of, it is not yet reaching. So, you know, to bring attention to the people, those who have the relief material, to go in the other direction.
And
to go to the villages where it has not reached. And then to coordinate with the Jipmer and PIMS hospital for conducting health camps. Second, what is the need of the hour is for the cleaning of these villages, disinfecting the entire villages, because there's, otherwise epidemic can, you know, just shoot out any time. So, you know, Auroville specializes in technical areas, you know, so we are taking help of EcoPro and to conduct the health camps and to look after the cleanliness of the villages. I mean, to conduct cleaning camps and all that.
So that's which villages and person groups are the most affected?
There are different, if you see in the Marakanam block, you have a lot of Irula tribes also living, so, and the Dalit groups. These, in every village, these are the people, those who have been affected quite a lot. So the villages which are very compact and highly densely populated villages, you will see the cleanliness is an issue. And the villages which is not so densely populated, but they have tribes, so you will see that they have been excluded. Irulas have been excluded. So our groups are majorly working on these areas. So the rural part has been more affected than the urban part in our area.
Here. So help, where does the help come from?
Did government take any steps to help these people?
The government has declared a scheme that, but it's also very meager. Because they have declared some scheme that, you know, because the districts which have been declared as flood affected districts, Vilupuram doesn't fall in that. So they have declared that if a house has collapsed or a wall has collapsed, so some around 5,000 rupees a person will get. But even to get that, they have to be assessed, and their name should come in the list. So which is a long term process. I mean, the villages where we went, the assessment has not also been done yet, you know. So first comes is, you know, they have to be evacuated and put into safe places, and then food and water becomes their basic needs, which has to be provided. Then as the water decides, they have to go back to their houses. You have to see the villages have to be cleaned up, otherwise the epidemic will break out. And so every day the need changes. It's very fast. Every day changes. So the relief action has to be very prompt and very, very effective in that manner. You have to plan in advance, and you have to be very, very effective. Planning is needed in all these disasters.
So, and how you manage to help?
So our groups have been out in the field. Different groups have pulled in out their energies. You know, somebody is going, somebody is, and they're collecting donations. They are out in the field serving, making food and giving it to the food, making food packets and giving it to the people. Blankets have been supplied. Then there are people, those who are busy in drawing the attention of the government to these places. Then bringing in efforts like, you know, the radio did. They set up the community radio in Cuddalore. So that was such a great technical assistance which Orville has provided, you know. So in different pockets, different people have, I mean, our environmental lab has come up with these sachets which you purify the water. That has become a big hit in this flood affected areas, you know, because it's a very cost effective technology to purify water. And then effective microorganism, this is another one which is highly in demand right now. So, and then our youth has been very enthusiastic going in the villages, helping people out and assessing the situation. There are a lot of groups working, so we're just trying to combine. So I would say at least 100 people right now outright are there in the field. Orwellians plus the volunteers, the youth and all. More than that, I would say. They're all right in the... So our efforts are basically, you know, assessing the situation, then doing the advocacy effect, drawing the government's attention to these areas which have been neglected. No relief has been reached, but there's a situation which is very alarming. Then catching the eye of the media to this. Mm-hmm. So you bring in the attention, so it works out. Because we have limited resources and we have limited human resource, but whatever best we can do, we're trying that whatever best we can do in this area.
And someone who likes to help, where can you go to?
There's a flood relief 2015 account has been opened in our financial service and donations are accepted on that. They're trying to bring in funds. I mean, I myself stood at the solar kitchen and mm-hmm. we collected some clothes and some donations also came. So we pool in. So different people are doing different things, you know. They're asking, they're spreading through the social media the message and the funds are pouring in to assist. So all this is going on.
You need more material help or more money or blankets, something like that, or you need more empower of the people?
See, now it's been quite some time that, you know, the disaster actually stuck and now the rehabilitation phase will start. The emergency relief material has already been provided and is going on. But this phase will also go on for just 1 or 2 days. Now the need is cleanliness and the health. And then the rehabilitation, the houses which have collapsed, the walls which have broken, the people, those who have lost their things and all. So what in the long term we are thinking of is, you know, setting up a team and doing community-based disaster management planning for these villages and the nearby areas, basically, because that is very, very important that when a disaster strikes, and we are a disaster-prone area, we live in that, you know, we are at the coast, so we are in the tropical areas. So cyclones, if we get a lot of cyclones, and this time the flood is there. If you see, one has to empower the community to take actions. So that is what we will be targeting in the long run, is that building the capacity of the community to face such disasters. So for their preparedness, for their preparation, for their planning, and then post-disaster, how you work. So that is on the long term we are thinking, how we do that. And we do each and every village and each and every habitation in the bioregion has their own community disaster management planning done, and they do it, and we can build the capacity of the community in the long run.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.